This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Been issued not to try to buy up Lahaina. The people there are concerned that wealthy people will swoop in and take that small, historic, now very fire-damaged, sad town away from them. What does the governor have to say? And what's the latest there on some of the investigations and in trying to identify people? Of course, we'll talk all about that. Here's a scary thing we're going to talk about. A new study comes out, AI. Everybody wants to know. Artificial intelligence is changing our lives for the better? Is it worse? Check this out. AI can steal passwords with a 95% accuracy rate. Yikes. Stocks on the decline. We'll talk dollars and cents. But right at the top with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, thanks so much for hanging with us. I hope everything is shaking okay in your world. We're going to talk about Maui, and then what does it mean with the president's latest indictment as far as colliding with the timeline of the campaign. I have been talking about this a lot. I've dug into this more with some people. Next week, we're going to have an incredibly accurate political person on with us who can pinpoint things that are happening, especially coming out of Georgia. That will happen on Monday. But for now, in looking at the Maui situation, the latest is there's still less than 10% as far as identifying people because they're waiting for DNA. And you have, there's no good way to say this, charred bodies unidentifiable without DNA. There are signs all over the place. Have you seen this person? Have you seen that person? 1,000 people still missing and unaccounted for and presumed dead because of what happened in Lahaina and there in Maui. So it's very straining. Resources are strained. Lots of people are giving, helping. That's the good news. But still, it's a really tough situation with the fallout from the Maui wildfires. I mean, the agony, and this is just the beginning in Lahaina, where the inferno wiped the town pretty much off the map. There's the anger, the despair. It's those five stages of grief, the fear, all of that. It's really starting to sink into the bones of the locals who realize, what are we going to do? We lost our home. We're living in an expensive place. We've got no place to go. So rebuilding is what a lot of the people at this tight-knit community have been talking about. It's only been a week, but they're jumping into uncharted waters in trying to piece together their lives. And at this point, massive amounts of tourism dollars were pumped into there. I mean, millions. But restaurants, shops, they're burned, they're shuttered, they're done. It's a crisis. Hotels, empty. Resorts, empty. So this little gem of a place has got to more than just rebuild. It's about changing a whole culture and way of life as they get back to maybe what once was, but will take years on end. The average salary, I was looking this up today, for most people in Maui County in like the food service area where they would, of course, rely on tourists, $52,000. Prices in Hawaii are 13% higher than the national average. So you do the economics of this and it's more disastrous than one can imagine. So, of course, the unemployment rate in Maui now is almost 34%. In the meantime, the governor is asking for a moratorium on home sales in Maui because of this whole rebuild thing. The Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs is urging Maui owners affected by the homeowners affected by the fires to use caution and report unsolicited offers to buy up their properties, because this goes beyond the fear of what will happen with predatory developers who could swoop in, buy up the land where people's homes were destroyed. They need the money and possibly rebuild Lahaina into almost a Las Vegas-style strip tourism base. So imagine all the things that are swirling around these people and still having to identify, do the DNA thing, find more people that are gone. Identify people. Find them. So we're going to be talking about Maui for a long time. We're going to bring some people on the show, too, from Hawaii who know the area and know what they see on the ground and what people really, really, absolutely, absolutely 100% need, more than what's maybe on the surface being reported. We're going to dig a little bit deeper than that. The calendar might not be so friendly to the former president, but we already know this because of all the indictments. A Georgia grand jury, the latest the other day, indicting the former president, Donald Trump, bringing 41 charges against him and 18 other defendants for conspiring to try to steal the state's electoral votes from President Biden after the 2020 election. Fani Willis said she's going to seek a trial date within the next 6 months. She's the Fulton County District Attorney. Trump has 5 court cases over the next year that have to fit into this 2024 presidential campaign. And, of course, the legal team, what do you do if you're trying to get around this? What you would do is, if you're the lawyer, you got to try to countersue, you got to dismiss, you got to delay the trials indefinitely, or at least until after the 24 election. And there's no question, nothing has changed when it comes to Trump and any of the polls that I've seen. He is still the Republican presidential frontrunner, 54% support from Republican voters. That was the Real Clear Politics average of national polls. The next in line is the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, but he only has 13%. That's it. So it's what I keep talking about. The calendar is the calendar. The push is on for some of these things to get started, and then the push back is to try to get them delayed. So it is a tug of war, I think, from New York all the way down to some of these other cases. I think Georgia is going to leapfrog everything they can, and they're going to try to get there as fast as possible. So this could lead to some detours along the way, but honestly, the way the polling is going, I don't think anything changes, at least not in the next couple of months, that sends some other candidate ahead of Donald Trump. Talk about a comfortable lead. I mean, you can say what you want about polls. I say this all the time. I've talked to enough people who make a lot of money on polls, and there's a reason why they do, because people want to know what to plan for, how to plan in so many different areas of our lives and in reading voters and consumers and trying to figure it all out. So the voters say, Trump, despite whatever happens in these court cases. We're hardly done yet. We've just barely scratched the surface. Going to catch you up on Ukraine, what happened on Wall Street today, and why you care next.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
And then we're going to dovetail into AI and stealing passwords, which is really scary. You already think about all the hacks we have to worry about. What is next? But the main stocks, the indexes, dumped on Tuesday after, well, closed lower. When I say dumped, it's not a completely disaster. They just closed lower because of stronger than expected retail sales, stoking the worries that interest rates could stay high for a bit longer. And U.S. big banks dropped a report that could downgrade some lenders, and that's the thing that you look at. So what do we care about this? We care about the interest rate. So when you have the stronger than expected retail sales, that means spend, spend, spend. If the interest rates stay higher, do the math on that with credit cards, the mortgage situations we're talking about, people that are caught in the vex of that. There's not enough housing inventory in most areas. And again, the high number on what the loans would be if you were even going to step in that direction. And so that's the whole thing with lending. So it would curtail some lending. Because who wants to lend at a loss for anybody? They don't want to lend at a loss. So that affects us. The banks. The downgrade of multiple banks. Shares of J.P. Morgan Chase. Do you go to Chase? Do you go to Bank of America? Do you go to Wells Fargo? They all fell pretty sharply. And then you look at those, again, the retail figures that were a lot hotter than the estimates. And then you get that scenario of Powell swooping in like Darth Vader to, again, increase the interest rate. And we have another rate increase. We expect two more, three more, who knows, by the end of, you know, 2023. And then what's the expectation as you bounce into 2024? It's so odd to say that, isn't it? But here we are mid-August. And you know, we got a handful of months left. I'm already seeing Christmas decorations out. And oh, by the way, Halloween candy is already out there. And it's been out there for weeks in some cases. So that's what it means to you and me in looking at those targets. This is significant when we talk about artificial intelligence. You can say, well, I don't care about technology. I don't care about this. Well, artificial intelligence is stalking you no matter what. And it's capable of stealing your passwords by listening to your keyboard strokes. Oh, is that the worst? It's not just, check this out, it's not just the sound, but also the waveform and the intensity, the timing of the keystroke. So AI can sense and be able to detect your unique typing style. And how do we know this? There was a study that was done, well, several researchers have found this. They did tests on smartphones placed near MacBook Pro keyboards, also video applications like Zoom, what they could, people logging in and what they could grab from that. So AI can detect passwords through video conferencing a little less accurately, though, 93% of the time. So this is the downside, and do we realize this? This is the downside of this. Microphones with acoustic range of keyboards, that's increased. That's going to likely continue to do that. So AI can steal critical passwords. Boy, so it's time to definitely take care of what you're doing with your passwords. You got to embed some strong passwords. That is for sure. And, you know, and forget about automating. You know, when they say, do you want to save your password? Oh, no. I would not save a password. Hopefully you're not doing that. Now, the bigger question to me also is, what do you do if AI malware somehow makes its way to a laptop or a computer? Then we're all toast, because they'll be able to pick up your passwords and go through everything. So just another reminder to be careful. We're still kind of in the beginning stages of this, but it's moving so fast that this is something that you want to guard against. You want to guard against it big time. All right, I filled up the other day, and yeah, it was noticeably higher. I kept looking. Am I almost finished? Am I almost finished? And it was significantly higher. So what we're seeing with gas, because I get asked this all the time, we're going to do the mailbag next. U.S. gas prices have reached in 23 the highest, 386 is what we're looking at. So we're trying to squeeze out maybe a last-minute trip or two before Labor Day. School's already started in some cases. And so the national average is 386 a gallon. And these numbers are from the American Automobile Association, AAA. So that's, you know, where we are. California and Washington, prices are above $5 a gallon. You really pay to live on that coastline. And I know a lot of you are listening to us. I have friends in California outside of Los Angeles, and they constantly are telling me about gas or food or taxes or whatever it might be. So $5 a gallon, yikes. Woo. And retail prices in the Midwest jumped 21 cents a gallon in Ohio, 16 in Michigan in the last week. And part of that is because earlier than expected maintenance at a BP refinery in Indiana. Because the refinery obviously matters. But what's there? That affects how much of the product is supplied in a region. And so that's why they're getting clamped. And that's a big, boy, that's a big change when you talk about that much money, because I can't see how you would not see it. I think you would recognize it right away that it's gone up. So what's the lesson in all of this? Batch your errands together, right? Batch your errands together so you're not jumping in and out of the car a million times, because I think that's what happens to a lot of us. And there's still people, many, many, many people working from home, so you're not driving as much there, but kids back in school, going to games, dropping them off, that whole thing would add back some of those miles. And you know, it's one of those things where you blink and you think, oh, you're not thinking, you're going through your day. And then you start to realize, what's in my wallet? What happened to the, what happened to that 50 I put in that wallet? What happened to that 20? It's gone. It is gone. Just like that. Poof. And that's part of the reason why, because of what you're spending it on. This is worth mentioning because we talk about movies and streaming and what we're watching. How about streaming viewership? It is at an all-time high. I'm not shocked by this. 38.7%. That's for July. The traditional television broadcast and cable TV has dropped below 50% for the first time ever. Nielsen tracks that. That's what they found. Cord cutting has caused cable TV shares to fall below 30%, or share rather, 30% in July. Broadcast dropped to 20%, and the streaming services reached those highs, were shot up, you know, 3% last month to the all-time high of 38.7%, which, of course, the other part of this is everybody's on strike. I mean, the writers, the actors. So what about this new material or series that would kick back in again? Streaming's rise is at the expense of television, traditional television, because of, first of all, COVID-19 pandemic, the lockdowns. That faced the people faced the reality of, what are we going to do? What are our in-home entertainment options? And so the options of what you could see and what you could do really, really changed so much over the course of that time. But I can tell you this, in some areas, I know people that have cut the cord that went back because they didn't like what they didn't get. I think the big thing is the streaming services, and I bet all of you have felt this in some way, if you're watching multiple things, is that everybody wants to upsell you. So even the networks, well, yeah, there's NBC, but then there's the Peacock network. So you have to pay how many dollars a month to get the Peacock network, because then some of the better programming is on that. And that's across the board for the networks. Besides all the other Netflix, Amazon, everything else that's offered, and then making the decisions, Hulu, on what you're going to get and what you're not going to get. Yeah, pretty interesting, though. That's the number. Traditional TV shares under 50% for the first time in my lifetime and all of your lifetimes as well. A to Z, that's what we call it. Your thoughts as we hit the mailbag on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is facing criminal conspiracy charges in Georgia related to his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis said Trump has until noon Eastern next Friday to voluntarily surrender. President Biden says Hawaii will have everything it needs from the federal government to recover from the devastating wildfires.
And that'll get aid into the hands of people who desperately need it, who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their homes, their livelihoods, who have been damaged and destroyed.
While speaking from Milwaukee, Biden said he plans to visit Hawaii as soon as he can without getting in the way of search and rescue efforts. An attorney for Hunter Biden is withdrawing from representing the president's son in his tax case. Christopher Clark asked a federal judge today for permission to withdraw from the case because he could now be called as a witness in future proceedings due to a plea agreement that fell apart. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Digging the mailbag.
All right, let's dive right in. A lot of comments about Maui, including this one from Max, who says, Kate, what do you think is the best way to help the people in Maui? You've been there. I'm curious as to what you think the best thing is that people can do. It's obviously got to be money because supplies are bought, I'm sure, brought in with other organizations through the money that they get. Would you go with the Red Cross? I would actually, and because I know this company and I've been on their boats and have actually interviewed some of the people and talked to them, and they truly know what's happening in Maui. The Pacific Whale Foundation. Just go to the Pacific Whale Foundation, and they're getting, I mean, they're right there on the ground. They are all over this. They're helping with the donations and with the materials and meaning everything everybody needs. And it's really reputable. I like it. But you know, Red Cross there too is also the same thing. They're mobile. They're getting people the things that they need as fast as they can. Because remember, they're on an island. So now you're getting supplies, and it doesn't mean there's no supplies in all of Maui. There of course is, but it's always about getting water, food, all those things, clothes, things that people need. Because you got to remember, imagine for a second, and hopefully this doesn't happen to anyone listening to me, you lose everything, right? Everything's just gone in an instant. So then the reality sets in, oh, thank God we're alive, but clothes, the essentials, like anything. Like it's like someone's saying to me, How about your nails? Like nail clippers, like crazy things that are just in drawers in your house that are filled in cabinets, the things that you use for your everyday life. That's what happens, because that's the things that you all of a sudden don't have. That's what it is. All right, then I got this one. This one I got from Henry, who says, Kate, I listen to the show. I'm listening to you in Connecticut. I've told a lot of my neighbors, and I hope that more of them start to listen. I know some of them do, because we have a little golf gang, and they've talked about your man cave to me, and two of them have actually gotten your book. This isn't to butter you up, just to tell you my connection to you and how where I am and how I found the show. And again, this was through other people. But I heard you talking about Hawaii, and one of the things that I think is, and I've gone to Hawaii with my family many times, and you would know this, that when you're a tourist, you're called Haole, and you're not, it's like that yin and yang with tourists, needing tourists, dealing with tourists, but now these people who had their lives destroyed in Lahaina and people who know people that were there are dealing with the obnoxiousness of so many Americans who have decided to stay in Hawaii and not care about what's happening. While the Maui locals lost everything, there are people that that are still in Wailea, which you know is a huge resort, that are frolicking along and drinking Mai Tais and just living it up while there's massive destruction near them. I think I would have to see if I could help, which probably people wouldn't let you help much, and I would take my family home. There's just something about doing that that seems so wrong and just adds to that whole kind of ugly tourist thing that Hawaiians, I think, sometimes feel about people who come and, you know, do some of the littering and things that they do to those beautiful, beautiful lands. Well, I'm not going to disagree. No. I know what you're talking about, too. Wailea is just very close to Lahaina, and it's an incredible resort. It's you can see it featured in that movie, Just Go With It, Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler movie. And you want to go there when you see it because you're like, wow. But you better have some serious money if you're going to go there. It is tricky, right? So if you were with your family, this was your vacation you planned for, and you're at a safe place, and you're on your summer vacation, and you're just enjoying the summer vacation, but so close to you is like in Kahului, which is where my mother went forever. Great place. Just right there, right near Lahaina. Would you leave? I mean, would you leave? Because, you know, that despair, that awfulness, that anger the locals are dealing with. And then here you have the tourists. It's tricky, right? Here's the other part of this, too. Maybe some people can't even leave because they can't get on flights to get back to where they were going to go early anyway, right? There's like nowhere to go. They don't have anywhere that they can just, you know, go down to the airport and grab whatever flight because of the flights that are jammed up, maybe coming in and out. And plus for the tourists, with the shops and the restaurants down and all of that, if they're at a resort and a hotel and their employees aren't coming in because they're shell-shocked or didn't survive, I mean, that's the other side of this. It's an island, people. It's not like going to a city somewhere and you go and move on to some other place or fly home from wherever. Yeah, you can fly home from there, but so much wouldn't be coming in there. So, and the food sector is huge. I talked about that. So there's a lot of aspects to what's happened in Maui that have really been a trigger for some people, and you can see why it is, because of things that are being exposed. All right, then there was one more, and this one was from Mary, who says, Kate, what do they believe is the cause of the Maui fire? My husband and I were talking about this, and I know that they've talked about power lines. Yeah, it's probably the evidence is starting to look that way, that the power likely caused the fire. I mean, that's what they're seeing. I mean, the death toll is 101 at this point. And if you saw any of those flames and you saw how chaotic it was and the power lines coming down and people wanting to know why didn't the power get cut? Why wasn't that, wasn't that stopped? And it's kind of looking that way. If you look at the grids and you look at the data that they're getting, because they've got a sensor network that monitors grids, and if there was a power line fault and it came in contact with vegetation or another line or got knocked down and releases power and then there's sparks, well, the sparks would be the thing that would kick it in. So if there was a malfunction and there was on another side of the island, then that could have correlated with what happened. But they haven't announced that. Even though power lines were likely caused the first reported fire, they haven't said that that's exactly what it is. And look, of the burned neighborhoods, they're only through, I just got an update, they're through 25% of the burned neighborhoods right now. So we'll know more as this moves along. All right, Joseph says, Kate, I am a lifelong Republican voter. I am a conservative. There are things that Donald Trump did when he was president that I thought were brilliant. And then there were just kind of stupid, ego-y things. I think the problem with Donald Trump is he's so bombastic. And unfortunately, this is an odd situation for the Republican Party to be in. And voters, as you well know, this is another indictment. It's another hammer. What happens when he gets hammered somewhere enough that the jury doesn't find for Donald Trump? I mean, many of us are assuming, well, with the way court cases are, either it's not in time, or if it is, the defense is there and the strategy has to be so solid for the prosecutors because they have to walk away with every single juror thinking guilty on whatever the charge is. But I think the Georgia thing is probably the one, if I were Trump's lawyers, I would be the most concerned with this investigation. And now, ultimately, what the grand jury decided. You know, it's so interesting to look at that. The investigation now after 2 years and the challenge for the prosecution is persuading a jury to criminalize statements about election fraud. I mean, that's what it is. So if I get on the phone with you and I say something and it sounds like, okay, well, she's trying to bend my arm. You gotta have the intent. It's gotta be the criminal intent. So then you got to look at tweets, and that has to also, that could be innocuous, has to be considered conspiracy. And would that be protected under the First Amendment? So now you got to convince the jury that the president and others knew they were saying what they were saying was false, and they aren't protected by the fact that in many instances they were following the advice of their lawyers. So the RICO statute is what's interesting. And usually used to prosecute mobsters. But now charging Trump with leading a vast criminal enterprise to steal the 2020 election, it could also help in targeting more people involved in the conspiracy beyond the former president. So we'll see. It's a big one. I agree. I think this is the trickiest one of all. Email me anytime, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Show with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, hey, everybody. Once again, as we just dove out of the mailbag, another reminder, I've said it a couple times because I get asked this a lot. It's simple. Go to, ready for this? Go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com and just send me your thoughts on whatever it is that is bugging you, something that you're thinking about, right? Okay, I'll tell you something I am thinking about, that I've been thinking about for a while now, because it's one of those things that takes up too much space sometimes in my head, where I'm like, wow, why is this such a hassle? Why is this the thing? And to me, it is the thing. So to me, this is what I think about. I think about, because we've had people on the show. I watched recently some episodes of The Jetsons. you have no idea where I'm going with this. And yeah, I think about, will I ever be in a car that just is self-driving? Am I just going to get in some, is it going to fly? Am I going to be an old lady in a car? Because who knows by the time all of that becomes reality. And is it going to just fly? Is it just going to pick me up and just fly to the bridge game, to the golf course, to the grocery store? I don't know. Or am I going to be in a car that just drives itself? You know, it's like, I think when you're a kid, it's so exciting. The first time you get in a car, you know, I'm sure I have pictures of myself in a car, but it's just on a track. And you're steering the wheel and you think you're a big deal and mommy and daddy are taking pictures of you. Well, now, as adults, will we have that sensation of the driverless car? So this is what's interesting. I was just looking at something in San Francisco where driverless cruise cars blocked some San Francisco roads last Friday. And what the company blamed the reason for that, saying, why did it do that? Is because of this Outside Lands Music Festival, and it had a massive impact on cell connections. North Beach is a great place to go. It's not all torn up because they've had so many problems with crime in San Francisco. But if you ever go to San Francisco and you want good Italian food, you go to this place, North Beach. But North Beach was where these driverless cars were. And they're called Cruise Robo Taxis. And they just were at a standstill because so many people were on phones and it just was jammed up. See, there's always a scenario that's not planned for. This is what I think about. If I'm, and you're not going to get 100% anyway, but if I'm running this company, I'm saying to my people, okay, tell me everything that could happen. Let's just spend days. We'll bring in pizzas. We'll get you whatever you want, maybe better than pizzas. We'll sit here. We'll give you the triple overtime, and let's game plan. What are the potential things that we know that could be roadblocks? That's a roadblock, right? So you had 10 driverless taxis that blocked two narrow streets in North Beach, which is a huge bar and restaurant district. So traffic was like stuck. People, the humans that were in cars, were stuck behind and in between these robo-taxis, which could have just been a giant boulder as far as they knew, because nobody knew how to move them. So it's like you're stuck behind the Jetsons. It's like, what am I, on a ride? Can you imagine that? Oh, and what are you going to do, park your car, just get out of it? No. So the cars were motionless. Parking lights were flashing for, 20-plus minutes, and then eventually they woke up. The driverless taxi robo cars woke up and moved on. That's so crazy. So text, emails, videos. A lot of people that are fans of robo-taxis, they were hitting them up. Artificial intelligence, the software, it can fail. And that's what it's come down to, right? So taxi drivers get replaced by robo-taxis that get stuck, and then people are stuck behind them where they're 20 minutes already stuck and the traffic is just building up behind them too, which is just crazy if you think about it. Just process that for a second. I'm still kind of trying to think of myself. Is that going to be a scenario for me? And I don't know. If you're an older person, are you going to feel secure jumping into a robo taxi? Can you imagine you're in that situation? The car's not moving. I have no idea what to do. I'm just going to sit here. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. None whatsoever. All right, this is incredible. I love when people dig, and maybe it's because I like that. That's that fossil finding thing in me where rocks tell stories. So check this out. It was supposed to just be a simple installation at Michigan State University, right? Employees with the Infrastructure Planning and Facilities Department, they were digging holes close to where the student residence halls were. And this happened in June when all of a sudden they hit something that they couldn't get around. There's something that was hard. It wouldn't move. They couldn't figure out what it was. So they thought they just had hit some large rock or some weird old building foundation. And they went, and because they had tried to figure, what is this thing? How do we get around it? And they went and they looked up these old maps to determine what workers, where they had dug there, what was being built there. And they determined that these old maps showed that what they were digging was the foundation of the first observatory, which was constructed in 1881. Boom! Mic drop. Yeah, I'm tired. Give me my water. I'm digging these holes. Another hole, another hole. And look what we just uncovered. So what's cool is it was built by some professor. Again, think of the times. It's located behind this residence house. MSU is a big campus. And the professor who built it graduated from Michigan State Agriculture College in 1873, taught math and astronomy, French and civil engineering. Because back then you had to teach like everything, right? And it was built for the U.S. Weather Bureau, but donated to the university in the 40s and was named after a weather meteorologist who lived there. And this Willis House once was the meteorology department, but then they had all these renovations, you know, $970,000 worth of renovations. And so this is like a major discovery because it gave them a glimpse into what the campus looked like rather way back then. Which is, I think, so cool to think about it. And you go through the archives and you find out that there was a book used to confirm sort of this discovery. Kind of, it just added to it. It was called Stars Over Red Cedar because they were describing in the late 1800s what they saw. So I think that's pretty interesting. I think it's pretty interesting that you would just be ho-hum digging. But that's how it works, right? You find crazy things when you don't know what's buried beneath the surface and even a little bit deeper. It's like in Rome, so many houses were built on so many types of houses that if you dug deep, you'd find houses. You'd have to find these big chunky houses underneath the houses and apartments that are built in Rome. And who knows what you would find inside. Traces of history, my friends. I leave you with this. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, as we see with everything swirling around us, please be happy.
Delaney, I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateS Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.